Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Antonio Galizio. Antonio Galizio is currently the Chief Commercial Officer at Swap.com. He's been with the company since November 2018, previously holding the title of Chairman of the Board and Interim CEO. Before Swap.com, Antonio held the position of Chief Investment Officer at Loudspring OYJ, a NASDAQ-listed cleantech investment company based in Helsinki and Stockholm. Antonio is an experienced investment and portfolio manager, having held board positions including chairman in growth companies across the EU and the US. Industries include water filtration, smart cities, prop tech, marketplaces for food, and fashion. Through these roles, he has helped build several marketplaces into profitable enterprises and structure investments into several firms, including deep tech firms and water filtration technology firms, as chairman of the board at Nuka Solutions and SoFi Filtration. Well, good afternoon, Antonio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. This is exciting, Antonio. I know we chatted just briefly before we hit the record button, but it's fascinating on where your career has traversed and some of the things that you're going to share with us tonight. So I want to just jump in here to the questions. You've got quite the career in finance, investments, you are a board chairman, and now you're the Chief Commercial Officer of Swap.com. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, I have to say I've always been very lucky to be surrounded by ambitious and talented people. Equally, I've been very lucky to be given the opportunity to lead a few initiatives that I was honestly in no position to lead, but essentially worked to give me a lot of experience going forward. I have to maybe also say that on my side, I likely have a higher degree of risk tolerance than most, but most of I think what it comes down to is being in the right place at the right time and taking advantage of those opportunities. And I think Swap.com is a perfect example of this.
That's awesome. Again, sharing your life story. And I don't know how many times we've heard on the show, Antonio, where people gave somebody an opportunity or a chance when really you didn't have the qualifications, but you jumped in there, you learned it, and you actually turned that situation around, as they say. Maybe it was even turn the lemons into lemonade, but I love these stories. So thank you again. And it just goes to show we have a lot to share, a lot of opportunities to give those that are up and comers. So thank you. And on the pandemic here, Antonio, it's all over the place, but did the lockdown contribute or hinder to your business's success? And what are your goals or plans going forward for continued growth?
Well, the pandemic has been very interesting. And, you know, going back to also the first question of opportunities and generating those opportunities, I was generally an investor for the bulk of my career, but obviously having no position to be in, you know, a few of the board roles, even though I believe we did a very good job there, my goal was, how do I get experience to become a better investor? And it really came down to becoming operational. And at the same time, the opportunity for Swap.com came in, and this was late 2019. And we took over the company, we took over the organization. And behind us came this tailwind of COVID-19, which worked to generally accelerate the inevitable when it came to the re-commerce and the secondhand industry. We, at the same time, were transitioning from a different model. We're not a peer-to-peer business. We are not the traditional send in and operate a full owned warehouse where everything is done under one roof. We really lean on partnerships and experiences that have been around the secondhand industry for decades. And that really enables us to have an emphasis on our sellers and our partners, which not only builds a real business for what Swap.com is, which for the average consumer, Swap.com is very plainly an e-commerce platform where you can either sell your own clothing or you can buy gently used or in many cases new with tag clothing that have been pre-owned. But our goal has also been to really be an enabler of sellers and enable selling in its own right to the point where it can become a true business. This is a direction we intend to continue pursuing. This comes down to our idea that building a network of secondhand product is the only way to transform this industry. And our goal here is to build the premier technology, not only to be at the forefront of this network, but to be the main enablers of secondhand product, at least throughout the United States for right now. And that's something that we believe strongly in.
Thank you for sharing. And you're right. I think the days that we live in now with enabling sellers, enabling people opportunities, you know, we were just talking about that and you reiterated that a little bit more, but this is the gig economy and people are finding that they can, if they can take control of their life, their finances and what they're after, it brings a little bit more excitement. I'm glad you're supportive of that. And so Antonio, we're going to talk just a little bit of tech here, not get too techy, but we are a technology publication, but you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, technology is definitely at the core of what we do. I think we look at this industry in the sense that it's quite easy to save one Louis Vuitton handbag from the landfill, and businesses have been able to do so successfully for quite some period of time. So that's not the question that we're trying to answer. The question that we are in effect answering is it possible to do the same thing with hundreds of thousands of, you know, not to name any specific brand, but hundreds of thousands of Gap t-shirts, for example. And the only way to do that is really to build the core technology that is able to process these items at a scale and at a rate that makes these transactions under a certain price point variable. This really comes down to a volume game for us. And of course, as probably other people who have come on your show have said, when it comes to volume, the best solution to that is technology. Our technology is two-pronged. It comes down to the way that the product is photographed, to the way the product is categorized and stored. We are very strong believers in recommendation platforms such that, and this goes back also a little bit to the point of the tailwind, even if secondhand continues to grow and continues to be accepted throughout the buyers, the sort of general household, throughout households across the United States, it really comes down to showing the right product to the right person. So we know we have those products, and our next year or so is going to be focusing more heavily on how do we make sure that no matter who you are, no matter what you're looking for, we have something on swap.com that converts you into a buyer. Technically, that means working very heavily with, in our case, Google, who has been a great partner of ours to build state-of-the-art cloud infrastructure that is able to not only ingest all of this data, but analyze it, at a scale that is really unique to our business. I mean, you're talking about millions and millions of individual SKUs. We have no such thing as, you know, one SKU with 10 units under that SKU. Everything that comes onto our platform is individual and needs to be processed individually. So I'd have to say the core technology aspects are definitely the processing, how you collect data effectively and efficiently, and doing so requires some proprietary camera and software applications that I can't get into too much. But the other side of that is, with such a diverse inventory base, how do you show every right customer a piece of inventory that he or she is willing to buy and convert at that point?
That is honestly unique. Again, opening this platform up for just anybody and everybody, and having that many SKUs, you obviously have to leverage some processes and some cutting edge technology to manage all that. So I appreciate the share on that. And Antonio, can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either fintech or leadership?
I never really took a traditional route into the industry. So, my advice might not be for most here, but I would just say, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, that if you're at the right place in the right time and an opportunity comes up, I would say just say yes and then figure it out. A lot of swap.com comes down to a desire to solve problems that seem unsolvable. And it really ebbs and flows when you're talking specifically about how do you solve the secondhand industry and how do you create a business within this industry that not only enables others to become a part of this industry, but really become really leads to secondhand overtaking off price and overtaking fast fashion, which really are our competition here. No, nobody is going to argue with us that secondhand will not be a bigger problem or a bigger market, sorry, in 10 years than it is today. So my main goal here is not to fight over market share with the other players in our industry, but really to work with them towards the expansion of this industry as a whole. And where do we see ourselves in that industry is the other important question. So, you know, that now may be a piece of advice. But I think the question is, when you see an opportunity that is this exciting, I think you really have to tackle it and you really have to put your own approach to that industry, because it's a little bit too easy to get lost and follow someone else's model and try and chase the success of another business. But, you know, in the businesses that I've been involved with, at least we've always tried to carve our own path for better or for worse. And in my opinion, that's been much more fun and much more rewarding when it actually works versus a copy and paste mentality that you see sometimes too many people getting stuck in my opinion.
Thank you. And again, Antonio shared some unique gems, different ways, right? Nuggets that will certainly help your career, but it may absolutely help someone out there that is listening tonight. So thank you again. And Antonio, I just want to let you know it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Great to be on, and thank you for your time.
Bye for now.